That's a check of Z100 Sports. I'm Mike Murphy.
Thank you very much, Mike. Hey, Kent with you this morning, and very excited to have Josh Lloyd and his family in the studio with me this morning. Josh just won a big chunk of money on the Food Network. He, like, put that in the suitcase and, boom, flew on back to Southern Illinois. Good morning, Josh. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Yeah. And Tony, good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
And then, Mom, hello.
Hi.
She's in the back for support. I love your shirt, by the way. You're killing me, Smalls. That's one of the best shows ever right there. Josh, thanks for being here. How old are you, first off?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. How did you get onto a cooking show, a competition cooking show for kids on the Food Network? What happened there?
Well, I've always loved to grill. And so one night I was looking through the internet, just looking for competitions, not necessarily like Food Network competitions, but mm-hmm. I was looking for them. And I come across this one, and I asked my mom and dad if I could fill an application out, and they said, sure.
Yeah.
And so they called my mom the next day, and they were like, can we do a Skype interview with you guys? And we said, sure.
Yeah.
And it was like an already prepared meal, and I just showed it to him. And the second one, my dad, he had to follow me around with a computer like he was filming a show on Skype.
Wow. So that was a big ordeal. What did you do for your audition meal?
The first meal, it was filet mignon wrapped in bacon. And
yes, that is so cool.
Foil packed green beans.
Yeah.
And I think a baked potato.
Okay. But that got you on the show. And then, Dad, you guys flew out to L.A.,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And it was raining like crazy.
Oh,
and
record rains.
And so they had to postpone for a day, but they put you up in a hotel. And this was all filmed in a day, right?
And then the interviews were the second day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How long did that take? I mean, was that a big, long ordeal or just?
It was all day. We got out there probably at 8 in the morning, and they filmed till early afternoon probably.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there was like two portions of the show. Right, Josh?
Yeah, there was two challenges. There was a 30-minute challenge, which was like steak and eggs breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And then the second challenge was it was supposed to be like a 5-star restaurant meal.
And you made what for that one?
For the second one?
Yes.
I made a strip steak and oysters Rockefeller and yeah. Portobello mushrooms.
Okay, because you're talking here, Josh, and I'm thinking, how many 12-year-olds know how to cook up an oysters Rockefeller? Not too many. Who inspired you to make the oysters Rockefeller? Was it Dad right here?
Yeah, Dad, because he always, he'll go out of town and he'll work like in New Orleans and all over the place.
Yeah. And so he brings back the good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you right there. Well, that's phenomenal, my friend. So you know all about cooking. Has this been something that's you've had a passion for since like a little bitty baby, and now here you are, big guy, and you're doing your own thing? I mean, how long have you been wanting to cook?
Well, like as soon as I could walk, I would go out to the grill with Dad. And
yeah.
then after that, he would let me flip the meat when I got older.
Uh-huh.
And then I just grill on my own now.
So he was like, let me ask you this. Does your family say, hey, Josh, you're cooking tonight? So you get to go cook for everybody?
Yeah, we did it two
yeah.
nights ago.
What do you like to cook for your family? I mean, you cook steak, burgers? I mean, do you do fancy meals? What do you do?
Well, my favorite things to cook are like steak and pork tenderloins. Those are fun to cook. I like
yeah.
those.
Okay. So what I want you to do, I would like for you to come to my house on July the 4th and cook up the barbecue. Can you do that for me? But the price is right, huh?
I might be busy.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. You won the show. How many judges on the show?
There was two regular judges and one guest judge.
Okay. Were they tough on you?
They gave accurate, like.
Yeah.
They were accurate.
Okay. Yeah. I heard that you really just knocked it out of the park, brother. And so we are so proud of you. And you won $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is that? What are you doing with that? Did you go out and get a whole bunch of Pokemon cards and a new like PlayStation 4 and all this stuff? Or do you, what happened with that money?
It's in a trust fund.
Good for you. Yeah. All right. The trust fund. That's the funnest thing ever. Yeah, man. Hey, but I tell you what, when you get to head to college, that's going to come in real handy, ain't it, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, brother, I know you got to do the radio tour, and he's going to make his way over to our sister station, I think, at WJPF and Magic 95.1 and CIL, and you're famous now, and I want to get a picture with you after you do that, so don't leave, okay?
Okay.
Because someday, you guys, what are you going to do now? You're working for your own food truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be on your food truck. Serious. Like, I think there's some that are started now in Southern Illinois, but you all could rock it, okay? Can I be just like your... Or the short order cook back there. You say, like, we have an order, you know, and I'll be just right back there doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a deal? Okay, we'll talk it over when you're done.
You'd
okay,
be the front man.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Taking the orders, yeah.
I take the orders. I could cook. I can clean. I can do all that stuff, okay? In fact, I could probably drive the truck for you if you want. Hey, we're going to work out a deal, Josh and me and the crew over here. But thank you for being here this morning. I appreciate it, buddy. And congratulations, man. So look for Josh and his dad and his food truck one of these days. It's like Tony and Josh's food truck or whatever. But then also this young man right here, he's going to have his own restaurant one of these days if he wants to. And we'll all be chowing down right there. It's 10 minutes after 8. Kent, the Country Morning Show. There's a whole lot more coming up. Josh, you have a wonderful day, buddy.
Thank you.
You too, Mom and Dad.
Thanks.
Rock on. 10 minutes after 8 with Z100.